Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five investing mistakes and how you can avoid them. My guest today is a financial advisor who has earned the Certified Fund Specialist designation. He is the president of Peak Level Advisors in North Metro Atlanta, a representative of Money Concepts, a financial planning organization and independent broker-dealer, with all securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, a member of FINRA and SIPC. We are honored to have on the show once again your personal wealth navigator, Mr. Kevin Turner. Welcome back to the show.
As always, it's good to be with you.
How's everything today?
Going very well.
Well, Kevin, let's get right into some of those five investing mistakes a lot of people make. Now, you believe that one of the biggest investing mistakes people make is focusing on an investing program before they have a proper savings in place. What do you mean by that?
Well, the first thing to understand is that there is a difference between saving and investing, and the difference is whether you're putting your money at risk. You know, when you try to manage your finances, you've got to balance a number of different things if you really want to have your financial house in order. So part of the trick is in setting some priorities. And in my mind, having a decent amount saved really does need to be a top priority. Now, obviously, investing people's money is a big part of what I do. So I do a lot of preaching about the need to invest. But if you're going to be responsible, before you start putting your hard-earned money at risk, you need to have enough set aside that's safe, and that means having some cash reserves, whether it's in a savings account, a money market account, maybe an online bank account, or even a CD. And you've got different rules of thumb on how much you should put away. Most experts will say at least 3 to 6 months of expenses. And you might choose to go higher or lower than that, but what you want to do is set some target and try to maintain it. Because then if something unexpected comes up and you need some money, you can pull it from your savings, which should be fairly stable, instead of pulling it out of your investment, where the timing might be bad for cashing it in, like when the market's in a downturn.
Well, Kevin, having money saved is obviously a good thing. But what's the disadvantage in just having your money in savings?
Well, unless you're Bill Gates or Oprah or somebody with more money they could ever spend, having all your money in a safe place really isn't an option because it's not going to grow your money enough to take care of all your needs. And that's why you need to invest. Now, what I recommend is taking what some people call an investment buckets approach for having different pools of money. So you have your short-term money that's very safe, like the cash reserves that we were just talking about. Then there's your long-term money, like retirement, for example. And with that, you can take some risk. So that's the second bucket. Then you can also have a bucket for things that could be, say, 3 to 5 years down the road, or maybe even longer than that. And one of the mistakes that a lot of people make is tying up all their investments in assets that really aren't liquid or accessible, whether it's real estate or retirement plans. It's in things that you can't really get to. Now, don't get me wrong, investing for retirement is something that's very necessary, but it's really not the whole story, because if you're younger than 59 and a half, basically that money is tied up. So if something comes up and you need to access some of your money, your options are kind of limited. And you may have to go to your cash reserves, but you don't want to exhaust your cash reserves. Otherwise, you might be looking at using a credit card, which definitely is not the option that you want to take. So if those options aren't available, then you might end up having to dip into your retirement money, which means you're going to take a big hit with your taxes and penalties. So that's why you want to have some investments that are liquid that can go along with your cash reserves and your retirement money.
Well, Kevin, another mistake you believe people make in investing is reacting to the swings in the stock market. What's the downside of this?
Well, that's a really big issue, and I can't emphasize enough how important it is with any investment you make to have a planned out strategy rather than just shooting from the hip. You want to do your homework up front before you make decisions on how you're going to invest your money. And that is going to keep you anchored regardless of what the stock market's doing. You know, the biggest thing to understand before you put any money in the stock market is it's going to fluctuate up and down a lot, at least in the short term. And I think a couple of reasons people get caught up in the swings of the market is either they're taking on too much risk with their money than they're comfortable with, or maybe they're putting what's really short-term money in the market, and that's not something that you want to do. Because with the likelihood of the short-term volatility, for money that you might need right away or say in the next few years, you don't want to gamble trying to hit a home run and then you end up striking out. And just because you're investing your money doesn't mean it all has to be invested very aggressively. Going back to that buckets approach I talked about earlier, you want to look at the timelines for when you might need to access your money and then decide how aggressive or conservative you want to be, at least in part based on that timeline. But again, I want to stress having that cushion of cash reserves is going to give you more of a comfort zone so that you can invest properly.
Well, say I'm investing for the long term and I get a tip from a friend on a hot stock to invest in. What should I be worried about?
Well, there are a couple things there that can pose a real problem. Number one, if somebody comes to you with a hot tip, there's a pretty strong likelihood that the secret's already out, and you'll end up coming late to the party. Number two, like I said before, you want to invest with a strategy, and investing on a hot stock tip that you haven't thoroughly investigated is not investing with a strategy. Now, that's not to say that the tip might not pay off, and it might pay off big. But on the other hand, it might go down in flames. And if you're relying on stock tips to make up your portfolio, that can be a real risky way to invest. Now, the other issue with using that type of approach to investing is that you may end up without enough diversification in your portfolio. And that can be a really big deal whether you're investing on your own or even in your 401k plan, where sometimes people get the opportunity to invest in their own company stock. Because we saw what happened several years ago with Enron's employees and all those people whose entire life savings got wiped out. And there are lots of examples that show how risky it can be to put too many eggs in one basket. Now, you can invest in mutual funds and other types of managed investments that are going to give you more exposure. But even then, if your investments don't complement each other, you still might not be as diversified as you need to be. So if you want to do some basic checking on your own just to kind of get a feel for how diversified you are, there's different websites that you can go on and you can register and do some portfolio tracking. One of the better sites that I've seen is Morningstar.com. But again, to make the best use of it, you want to know what you're looking for. Now, what I do with my clients' portfolios, I have an advisor's version of Morningstar's research, and that helps me to really analyze well their diversification and a lot of other aspects of their portfolio.
Obviously, there's a lot that goes into investing decisions. But if you look at the way the stock market works, isn't it all about timing, Kevin?
Well, to some degree, you're right. You know, if you happen to have good timing on getting into an investment, it can really make a big difference in your performance. But trying to time the market is pretty difficult, even for experts. And what we always say in investing is what you want to do is buy low and sell high, because then you end up with a profitable investment. But unfortunately, it's not that easy to know when an investment's at a high or a low point. And more importantly than that, when a trend up or down is going to change and go the other way. So what happens is people look at the way the market's going, and a lot of times they'll jump in or out at the wrong time because really what they're doing is reacting on emotions. And that's what a lot of studies show, that average investment returns of the market as a whole are way higher than the returns of individual investors. Now, there are signals that can give you indications of the way the market's going, but unless you're really a student of market analysis, I think you're kidding yourself if you think you can time the market with accuracy. And that's why you want to have a strategy you can follow, because that's going to give you some discipline in your approach. And when you talk about discipline, it's important because it keeps you from making bad choices that come from getting attached to a particular investment. Let's say you've made money with an investment. Then you might feel kind of reluctant to sell it because you think it's going to keep going up and up and up, where the smart move might be to take some of the profit out of that investment by selling maybe a portion of it. Now, on the other side, if you got an investment that isn't working well, then you might refuse to sell it because you're kind of waiting for that big turnaround when it just might not happen. So what you want to do is have that discipline in terms of when to buy or sell an investment as part of your strategy, whether you're doing stock trading or anything else. And with my clients, what I do is look at their portfolios on a regular basis and use an asset allocation approach, evaluating what investments to hold, what investments to sell, and making the necessary adjustments to keep that portfolio in proper balance.
Well, Kevin, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners how they can get in contact with you so they can avoid making these mistakes and invest with confidence.
I can be reached by phone at 770-804-0428. Again, that's 770-804-0428. Or for people who may prefer email, that address is kturner@moneyconcepts.com. That's kturner@moneyconcepts.com. You can also visit my website at peaklevelinc.com. That's peaklevelinc.com. If you'd like to be added to the distribution list for my monthly newsletter, I'd be happy to do that. You can contact the office for that as well.
Well, Mr. Kevin Turner, your personal wealth navigator with Peak Level Advisors, thanks for being with us today, and we look forward to having you back on the show once again.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that's connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another award-winning job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.